Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Hey, Nail Techs, I'm your host, Athena Elliott, and it is time to get your weekly fix of Nail Talk Radio.
That's right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of Nail Talk Radio. We have some hot topics tonight. And, of course, we were off last week, so we've got a jam-packed show. We've got plenty to talk about this week.
Yes, we do. Okay, so some of the topics tonight are there's a new forum for Nail Techs called Tech Talk. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on this evening with our guest, Risa Carter from Associated Nail Professionals.
That's right. And this week, nails are definitely in the news. They were all over the internet this week for C&D's little event at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
That's right. Very furry occasion it was. Mm-hmm. Who are we talking to later on tonight about
that? We've got Heather Davis, the designer, C&D's education ambassador from C&D.
Yep. She's an extra special gal in my book because she used, for Libertine in the fall, she used my pennies, my little bitty tiny miniature pennies, world's smallest, from my Athena Rocks collection. And so, you know, I love her. I love her extra special for that.
That's right. And those were actually featured in the America's Beauty Show book as well.
I know.
It's really, really cool.
I can't wait to see that when we get there to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
People have been pointing fingers.
That's right. It was a video that I posted about that we saw with Stephanie Lavery of Nail Pro Magazine and Katie Corzola from The Painted Nail. So mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You saw that video?
I have not, so you'll have to instruct me where to go so we can talk about that.
Okay, so it's on my Facebook page, and it's a 16-minute long video, and basically it was comedy is what it was, but they were really pointing out nails that were on the red carpet and what they thought about them, kind of like Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a really great concept. I thought that I'm sure they're going to get better with their next Oscars, I guess you can say. That's what they're going to do is the Oscars next. I will have to say that I was so pleased, Braden, to see so much personality out of Stephanie Lavery, and it was really nice.
I will definitely have to check that out on your Facebook page because that does sound like a great concept, and no one's done it, so that's a brilliant thing to do.
Yes, exactly. Nobody's done it, and, you know, we at Nail Talk Radio love first. On the flip side of that, I'll have to say that probably just simply because they have to tighten it up, and, I mean, I remember when we did Nail Talk Radio in the very beginning. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do, right?
And absolutely.
I mean, it's a forever,
it's always a learning curve.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a learning curve. So we want to wish them the best, and we hope that they get their kinks worked out, and I look forward to the second episode.
Kinks.
Broadcast. Oops. I dropped
If they need any guest, you know, judges or guest commentators, we'll, of course, be there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know we will, for sure. All right, and so let's see. What else do we have to talk about tonight? I can't keep.
You can't keep your phone together.
Well, you keep slipping off, yo! Don't kill me. Okay, I think I fixed it. I think I fixed it.
And you were just ragging on me to get a mic stand. See, I see where you are.
Well, I actually found a good stand for my Periscope this time, and it's working
well, apparently.
Yeah, shut up. It's working. It's the vibrations from your voice on the speaker, Braden. That's what's happening.
Oh, it's just that deep, yeah.
Okay, there you go. I think we've got it set, and no more falling over here. Okay, so, you know, I reworked a little bit the studio.
Your studio.
Yep, and so I think we've got things down a little bit better. Y'all just have to bear with us. It's a work in progress, as we were saying about pointing fingers. So if somebody wants to point some fingers, go ahead. We're ready.
We're ready for it. We know. Well, in other nail news, you're 3-Zone certified, right?
I am 3-Zone certified. I'm super excited about that. But do you know what? That is with AeroVex Systems. And now, for the first time, salons can actually remove germs and pathogens from your breathing zone, from your room zone, and from your building zone. That's really important, the building zone as well. That's chemical vapors. That's the dust that actually gets produced at its source. Yep, 3-Zone certified. And that's because I have the AeroVex nail source capture system right at my desk with Healthy Air technology. Mm-hmm. And that protects me and it protects my client's breathing zone by removing, as I had said, the chemical vapors, the dust, all of those things. And let's not forget the microorganisms, because if a client comes in and she happens to be ill, and you know, you can't see people who are always contagious, right?
Right.
So with my system on, if they happen to be in a contagious place, my AeroVex source capture sucks that right out. It never even comes to me. So we're protecting the bubble, the breathing zone bubble. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about that. Y'all can go right to their website and you can look it up. They've got a 3-Zone protection payment plan. Super simple. Choose your 3 devices and make, you know, a low payment, just 3, and you guys will be 3-Zone certified. Now, I have to tell you that I am now completely compliant with the Nail Manufacturers Council and the PBA's guidelines on controlling and minimizing inhalation and exposure to nail products. And after 38 years of doing this, you know, it's never too late to start.
Right, exactly. Also, in other news, the former students of the Marinello Schools of Beauty can now file applications. We want to follow up on this one because, you know, they closed 60 schools almost, and all of those students were out everything. You know, they were out their time, their money, everything. Well, now we're happy to report that even though their time isn't, you know, back for them, obviously, students can now file applications to get a significant portion of their money back. Through a sort of insurance policy set up by the state called the Student Tuition Recovery Fund. So now students can get back tuition and registration fees they paid out of pocket in as little as 3 months. So, you know, I know that's even a long time to wait for to get your money back, your hard-earned money, so you can get back into the industry as you want to, but at least, you know, they are taking care of it.
Right. Well, there is, I mean, that is a very sad situation, and I have talked to several educators, you know, teachers who worked, instructors who worked for that school. They're devastated. I mean, this happened right out from underneath them. They had absolutely no idea. And there are all these people who are just left. What are they going to do? I mean, how are they going to afford their careers? It's just so sad that we can't even get any of them on to talk about it. It's so raw right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, you're a month or two away from graduating and all of a sudden it's just poof, gone. You know, that's awful. Horrible.
Yeah.
So at least at this point, they can at least recover, you know, it says a significant portion. I don't know how much of their tuition will be able to be recovered, but at least they can get some of their money back, which is a good thing.
Well, that's a totally good thing. And we wish all those people well. I know that some of our Nail Talk Radio listeners are, you know, educators and a couple of new students because, you know, NTR is known for getting the newbies. I mean, the first thing they get told about in schools all over the United States is to listen to Nail Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to have them and stick with us. We'll keep lifting you up and supporting you and helping you any way that we can.
Absolutely.
Now, in Northbrook, Illinois, authorities say a suburban Chicago man had been charged in connection with a string of burglaries in the area of hair and nail salons. And I think the count was up to like 80.
What?
Yes, 80 salons. Basically, a 26-year-old guy named Alan Kowinski in Highland Park is charged with 5 counts of burglary, all for, you know, these nail salon and hair salon. What they're doing is they're just breaking right into, they're crashing in the front window and then coming in, and it's a smash and grab. And then they get the registers and, I guess, jewelry and stuff, and out the door they go. But 80. So serial burglaries happen.
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, they definitely had an MO there. But, hey, at least they're finally caught. you know, hopefully they can recover some of that money again. And wow, at least the string will stop there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy about that. All right, so let's talk about the cruise. We are really getting those numbers up.
It's incredible. It's amazing. I can't believe it. You know, the Nail Those Profits at Sea cruise, NTR's first cruise, and I believe it's the 20th year or thereabouts of the Nail Those Profits at Sea cruise, which is January 7th to the 15th of 2017. We are selling out like hotcakes.
Yep.
So, you know, all of our cabin types are very, very limited. I know we've added a couple more because people are so interested. And every sign up just it makes me so happy to see the names, because it's going to be so fun. Every name that I see sign up, I just go, all right, that person's coming. It's going to be even more fun. So you know, cabins are selling so quickly. If you want a book, go to ntratsea.com because it's going to sell out.
Well, we have I think we have 8 or 9 educators, really fabulous educators. So this is a tax deductible nailcation. Right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, it's so much fun. It's networking, you build relationships, and you learn a heck of a lot. You know, we're offering 3.5 full days of education, basically. So you can't beat that. It's a great value. Our rooms start at $699 per person, plus the seminar fee, the education fee. But it is such a bargain, really. All the food is included. All your entertainment is included. Everything is really pretty much included. You know, you do have to buy your drink separate, and that's only if you want to. But other than that, we're going to do group excursions, which are, again, something that you can choose to go on if you'd like to. We'll have more information on that. But just the education alone, to be in the same room, in the same area for a week with some of these names is incredible. It's an opportunity for a lifetime, really.
Well, for our NTR scopers who just tuned in and our radio listeners, let's tell them a little bit about who is going to be here for the education. I know I can tell you right now, I'm pretty stoked that we have them from all over. We have 2 educators from Canada.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did try and cover all of our bases. And you know, we wish we could have added more educators, because there are so many fantastic people out there. But I do believe that we put together one heck of a lineup. We have Amy Becker, you know, world record holder Amy Becker, who's one heck of an educator. You know, if you've got competition questions or gel questions, Amy's one to definitely go to. I mean, if you want to look at someone who's done the world's fastest or longest set of nails,
Amy Nail Becker, Pro Cup winner.
Yep. We've got Elaine Watson, the nail celebrity. You know, she's a reality judge. She can talk to you about, you know, doing covers and business building and how to get into that side of the nail industry.
But she can also talk, she's going to talk a lot about your bottom dollar, about, mm-hmm. you know, how you don't waste your time on certain things if it's not going to pay you. And that's really a huge part of our business. So who else do we have? Holly Skippers,
mm-hmm.
the fingernail fixer.
Yep, we sure do. She's going to be teaching nail eyes, which was one of my favorite parts of the cruise last year. You know, we got to go out and just take a photo of whatever inspired us on the ship and then come back, and we were taught those designs. So it's a great way to take real-life, you know, textures and tactile things and make them into something that makes you money.
Right. And then we have Tammy Schmidt. I love Tammy. She's from Canada, I think British mm-hmm. Columbia. Or is it British Columbia?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. And if I tell you, this gal has got it down when it comes to watercolor, aquarelle, art. I mean, she is fantastic. She's a nail competition judge. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to learn from her a couple of times, and you should not miss it. Who else we have?
We have Gwen Deadman-Littlefield, who does incredible one stroke and art, and just she's an incredible artist right there. She can teach you all of that sort of very detailed work right there. And we have Nadia as well.
Oh, and Nadia Frond, who's also from Canada. She's with, you know, we don't really want to say, we're not promoting their companies. This is really a non-product specific type of education. Right, Braden?
That's exactly right. I mean, we pick people based on a skill set, in a way, a skill set that will give you the best foundation for what you want to go with. And you can go home and try and use these techniques with any product out there, no matter what it is. So that's what we really, really hope to accomplish out of this, to give you those foundations, a beginner to expert. You know, you can always learn something no matter what level you're at. We have Jessica Briermoon as well, incredible gel artist. You know, it's going to be an amazing week. And then for acrylics as well, we have Tracy and Amy, Tracy Dungan and Amy McClure, who can do all of the acrylics. They can do the sparkles, the embellishments, all the fun poppy stuff, easy nail art. It's going to be one heck of a week. And plus, little old you and me, you know, we'll be there too, having fun.
That's right. We're going to have a blast. Let me just tell you exactly, real quick, what's going down, where we're going, and when we're going. So we leave out of Fort Lauderdale, and we hit the seas. We have our first full day at sea where we're learning and, you know, getting our education down and figuring out what our schedule is, et cetera. And then our first stop is going to be in Labadee, Haiti. Now, in Labadee, Braden and I, and lots of people we know, did a zip line over, well, you didn't do zip line, did you?
I did. It's the world's largest anything. I'm usually the one to do it. the world's largest zip line, or the world's longest zip line over water. So, of course we did it. Yep,
did that.
And it's also known for the Labadoozies. It's the drink on the island. And ooh, let me tell you.
Right.
But it's just a great relaxing beach day for all of us. You know, it's a great way to unwind and make friends. You know, you're on the beach, you're in a beautiful tropical paradise, and you're just making friends.
It's a private port too, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is literally a private port for Royal Caribbean. Mm-hmm. All right, so then we cruise on over to San Juan.
Puerto Rico.
That's right, Puerto Rico. I've never been there. I'm pretty excited about that. And then we hit St. Martin. So that's pretty exciting. And then St. Kitts. I mean, these are places that I've never been before, so that's exciting. And then what are we doing after that?
Education.
There you go. Back to Fort Lauderdale. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Listen, you still have time to make payments, all right? That's the key here. You still have time to select, heavy libations. Some people on Periscope are saying heavy libations, and yes, and you know what? Hit me up so I can tell you a secret about those libations later. But we're definitely, you know, very excited about the fact that y'all get to make payments.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to, you know, fork out unless you've just got your tax return. Hey, if you work for somebody and you get a tax return,
put it down.
Right? There you go.
And you'll still have money left over usually. But, you know, the other thing is friends can come, boyfriends can come, husbands, wives, whoever. It doesn't just have to be nail techs. Of course, you know, the only people who are going to be in the education classes with us are the licensed nail techs and students. But don't think that your husbands and wives and friends and family members can't come and have a lot of fun, because I know, you know, Elaine Watson's bringing her mom and her sister, and, you know, Pam Black is actually not going to be Pam Black anymore. She's getting married right as we leave, so we're celebrating her wedding there too.
Yeah, how exciting.
You know, it's going to be for my 31st birthday the week before, so I'll be crying somewhere, and it's going to be a lot of fun, you know. It's going to be a great time. So what I'm saying is, you know, don't limit yourself. I mean, anybody can come along with you. If you'd feel more comfortable taking somebody and sharing a room, you know, please take them with you. And if you are on the fence, if you're a solo traveler, we have a couple options for you as well.
Right.
You can either book the room yourself. That's absolutely fine. We do have people who do that. No worries. That's totally okay. Or if you'd like, get in touch with us. Just send me a message on Facebook, and I will try and find you someone who is looking to go. You know, it's as easy as that. We're going to find you a roommate.
We already have a couple of people who are looking for roommates, so we're going to pair you guys up, you know, and we're going to use our best judgment. Don't worry. But listen, the bottom line is it's sun, fun, and plenty of tax-deductible education. So check it out, ntratsea.com, and get signed up right away.
Yep, and you can also call first thing in the morning, 586-447-0876. That's if you want to book right away. So why waste time? Just get in there and do it, because it's going to be we are going to sell out. I'm not lying to you. We are going to sell out. So.
Oh, how many people are we at already? 50 or
a lot. Yep, it's
50,
gonna be
more
a
than
lot.
50 already. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
And that's a huge crew already. Just at 50. Mm-hmm. But we could talk about NTRHC all night because we had so much fun last year. But what we want to do is we want to move forward here, and we have a special guest. B, why don't you tell them all about it?
You know, I am so beyond excited tonight that we do get to chat with CND's Heather Davis about the captivating set on of nail art that she did, her nails. You know, art really is supposed to inspire conversation, and Heather really did just that. I mean, I don't know if you've been on Facebook or on the websites, or if you type in nails on Google, you will see nothing but Heather's set of nails this week.
Right.
You love them, you hate them. They photographed beautifully, and they were a stunning addition to the Libertine show at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. So please, let's give a huge warm welcome to CND's Heather Davis.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
You can hear me? I love, love, love your canned applause. That was awesome.
Oh, well, so, you know, you've got me rethinking what I'm going to be offering over here on the Athena Rock side, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like hearing stuff like that. That's fun.
Right, for sure. Well, we have lots of listeners on Nail Talk Radio, and our Periscopers are listening as well. So tell us about Fashion Week.
Oh, where do you want me to start? Fashion Week was a little bananas. You can have all of you guys following the Design Lab know that it's not necessarily a said thing that we're trying to top ourselves every season, but I think we're all a little self-competitive, so we do. And that's always the goal, is to try to do just a little bit more than we did before. Libertine,
right.
This is our fourth season partnering with him. And Johnson, I have a very cool, intuitive, I love working with him. I think if there was a designer you could ever have picked for me to get to partner with artistically, it was like he was made for me. Very cool, very exciting. And then talking about your pennies last season, It's always been a very intuitive thing, and he always gets it, and we always get what he's looking for. And this season, he wanted to do something a little bit more over the top than we did last season. And the start of the conversation was those eyes, and then the secondary conversation was he wanted these glossy, fluffy, airy, blurred, fuzzy nails. And it kind of went off from there. It was a little bit nuts. Jan had the first meeting with him. We've literally been working on this since December 4th. Jan went to the first meeting, and then I flew to Los Angeles with actual concepts middle of January. So this has been I've been living and breathing Libertine for this season for a little over 2 months.
Well, I was going to ask you, how many hours went into the designs themselves? I mean, do you have sort of an estimate there?
I do. We're looking at about, we had a team of seven doing production. I personally logged 86 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wow,
that was
wow. And how many looks?
Last week.
And how many looks did you have to do, approximately?
Oh, my gosh, Braden, we did so many nails. We did, the base nails were in, okay, so we had a total of 36 sets. Each set, when you work at that, when you work doing nails for backstage, each set is 22 to 24 nails because we can't pre-size the models, okay? So we had three sets that were based in metallic gold, and each of those had a gold hand-sculpted eye with a blue iris and a 20-point Swarovski crystal set in the center. Three more sets were the ones we called Nikki, and those were based on the artist muse of the season for Libertine. Those were the ones that looked like they had the stipple dots all over them. And then the third set, there's three sets of those, and then the third set of these large eyes was called Noir. And if you look in the photos, it's black with a white-edged rim and a red eye and another crystal set in the center. So that right there, we're looking at, then with the three smaller sets, and then we had sets for the boys. We literally had, oh, my gosh, this is math. Why are you making me do math in public? We had 12 boys and 24 girls, and all of the boys had sets of something created for them. We ended up changing a lot of it, but it was set for 12 boys, six of them with fluffy nails, six of them with nails with eyes attached to them, and those were doll-size eyes instead of life-size eyes. And then the other 24 models that were the females were split up, 12 of them with fuzzies. He was calling them flossies or fluffy flossies. And then the other 12 had the eyes. So all in all, I did one count. It was 180 individually sculpted eyes. And then wow. for the fuzzies, it was, what is the math? That's 12, 18 sets with hand-cut fuzz. At times 24.
I saw the photos of the design lab. I mean, how many?
432.
A lot.
400. I saw the photos of y'all in the design lab doing those. I was blown away. I mean, I just can't even imagine. And you had do you want to give a shout out to the guest artists?
Yes, to Ms. Tori Bestin and Ashley Craig. They're dope. I haven't actually. The cool thing about Tori in particular, besides Ashley is like my art soulmate, Tori worked with the C&D Fashion Week team when she was still an educator. Her last season was, I believe, the season before my very first season, and this was my 10th season, so it was really cool to have her there.
Yeah, she's super cool. And then, shout out to Tori Bastian, Rocks, Athena Rocks ambassador. She's awesome. All right, so you had that's a lot of nails that y'all had to create. I mean, all right. So has there been any negativity on the furry nails?
I think so, and I think you kind of come to expect something when it's a little bit out of the box and people aren't used to seeing it. I think,
right.
You'll have people who are the adopters who think, oh, well, that's a little bit more forward and interesting. And then there are people who just go, what are you thinking? What is wrong with you? But at the end of the day, this is not my first brush with that. The very first season I got to design, I made a set of nails that looked like tiered conch shells. And the response to those was pretty similar. They just didn't go quite as far on the internet as these have. But I'm getting it's been interesting to read because it's keeping the conversation going. And I think that the thing that everyone needs to focus on is not that we expect you to don little stoles on your fingernails. It's not about wearing werewolves. I think someone called them werewolves yesterday. The idea is to get a blurred effect. If you want to take this into the salon, it's about interpretation. How would you interpret that texture? How would you interpret the color? How would you interpret that pattern? Instead of just us saying, hey, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do it completely literally. This is the trend. Do what we say. And that's not necessarily the case. It's about how it translates. On top of that, to what Braden said earlier, and I completely agree as an artist, art is meant to evoke an emotion, and if someone has been inspired, whether it's a negative inspiration or a positive one, they're talking about it, and it's evoking an emotion, and that's what art is supposed to do. What's fortunate, personally, about what we get to do at Fashion Week is putting it on a different visible level. We are in a very small waiting pool, if you think about it, and there are, I think the last number I heard was 80% of women are not getting their nails done. That's a huge number. 20% are getting them done with all of us. That's a lot of people not getting
80%?
Their nails done. 80%? Oh. There's a lot of people not going to the salon to get even a basic manicure. So what this does is it applies a visibility to what we're doing and what we can do in salons for their hands. It makes it visible to people who hadn't even given it a second thought. It gets them talking about it. It gets them to come in and look at what you're doing in your salon. And I can't think of anything about that being bad.
I totally agree. And, for these younger girls who are, hitting the club scene, I mean, just think about the right outfit. And just think about having, maybe you're wearing full-on press-on nails with tufts of mink or, something on there that would literally cause you to be the center of attention if that's the type of person you are. It's the type I used to be. But, I mean, I would so do it just, to have people talk about it. I mean, I think that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's like having
and people
a
are definitely talking. I'll have it's on Today.com and it's on Mashable and The Inquisitor. And, honestly, I have to tell you, I was literally walking down the street just randomly, and I overheard a conversation about, did you see on Facebook the set of furry nails? So, it is definitely getting people talking, which is what it should do. Obviously, yeah. I'd love for you to talk on it. You touched it a little bit. You don't think those nails are specifically practical for day-to-day, but that was never the point, right?
No, it's not the point. The point is interpretation. The point is telling a story. And part of Libertine's story and our story was definitely to evoke that type of texture and that part of airiness. They were very handcrafted. Everything is moving towards that. And that was just a way of interpreting that.
Love it. So what was your favorite look from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week?
Like completely, like clothing or nails or what? The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. Whatever. You're the star of the show. You have whatever you think.
It's a little bit difficult to
specifically
say
related to nails, but.
Well, specifically related to nails? Well, originally, those nails, we were going to light them up, but we were unable at the very last minute. We had to kind of change our direction. So that would have been kind of amazing, but they were still amazing. I personally loved the flossy nails. I loved the fluff. There were some particular beaded outfits. Johnson hand beads. I don't know if you know about Libertine's clothing. For anyone's in the room, he's he wasn't quite as mainstream. He's an outstanding artist. His clothing is impeccably tailored. But the coolest thing about his clothing is that he takes vintage pieces. He'll take old Chanel and old Yves Saint Laurent, and he upcycles them in this way that makes them very modern. He makes modern art pieces out of classic designer clothing. I have one in particular when we were in his showroom in Los Angeles is this YSL cape, and it's royal blue, and it's heavy felted wool, and it's stunning. And he was just getting started adding appliques to this coat when it was on the runway and the appliques were finished and you had these flossy nails attached to them, it added a little bit of, it added a little vintage glam in a very modern way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Totally.
That's the only way
I can
explain it. Because, you know, and I know we're talking about, like, the faux fur, and we're trying to be conscious of that. So that was something we had to make sure that we said. But when you're looking at something that could have come out of Mad Men, and it's been updated in a way that is impossible to view as vintage, it's such a cool contrast. And then to have these luxurious looking, like almost like stoles that should be around your neck on your fingers, I think that was a completely different element of glamour.
Well, I think it was fantastic. I think that's part of what, fashion on the runway is all about. We see some really incredible designs in clothing that, you know, some of these really off-the-wall crazy designs do not come back to the Lady Gaga closet where you can go and buy. They take pieces of those clothes, and they modify them to make them good for, you know, business, casual, you know, everyday, whatever. So, you know, the whole idea, it's not like you see that, you know, that headpiece that's, you know, it looks like a flying saucer. You're not literally going to go to the store and buy a flying saucer hat. You know what I mean? I agree.
You might in Roswell.
I'm so glad that you made that point because it's really important.
It is. I mean, don't take it too literally. It's about getting your attention and making you expand your creative boundaries. And that's what it's all about. Well, listen, you are an absolute darling, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Do you have any more questions for Heather? I know she's super busy.
No, I definitely think that Heather is a rock star. I know we both do.
Yeah.
And I guess we just want to know, where are we going to be seeing you next? What's your next show? Where are you going to be?
I'll be at ABS, and I'll be in the booth.
Woohoo! We'll be there with you,
making lots of noise, as usual.
Well, we are we're really happy that we've been brought in by ABS to do the networking for Nail Central. So we will be doing periscoping for them, and we'll come over there and rub elbows with you.
Do that, and then I'll sneak over on a break and rub elbows back wherever you're at.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks so much for your time, darling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm glad you guys are talking about it and explaining to people why it's going to be okay.
It's good. All right. Well, have a good one. Thanks for coming on.
You too.
You know, I do think that she's got a great point explaining that it's going to be okay, because it amazes me even the amount of nail techs that are just so blown away by the design and they would never put it on their clients. And I guess I don't – you didn't – you got to look at it like it's art. It's supposed to be groundbreaking.
Well, if they're blown away by that, when I get my scorpions in –
I know.
At the first week of March, I have scorpions and I have – you saw my green beetle flower beetle wings.
I have to admit that you've dragged me kicking and screaming across a couple of boundaries I never thought I would cross. But now that I've been in your circle, I see the beauty behind that, and they will be gorgeous on a nail. I will tell you that much.
Yeah, you know, it's really about how you take it and embrace it, and what you give your interpretation of. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be wearing a big giant bug on the top of your fingernail. So I mean, it's really about.
But
what
all
you
we're saying is you could.
You could. Now, I'm going to be sporting, you know, in my show, probably scorpions and snake and maybe some leather and some rocks. I mean, why not? I mean, it's going to be fun. So tell me, fur is not that out of the ordinary.
No, really not.
No, really not. All right, so what do we got coming up next?
Ooh. Well, you know, Soft Landings is proud to sponsor this next section because it really is all about education. And Soft Landings is at every networking event in some capacity, whether it be the fact that their towels are being used by the top artists or Kathy is there walking the floor herself. I know we're certainly sending our love because I know she's had to pull out of a couple of shows for personal appearances because of, you know, Gary's health situation right now. And we're definitely sending our love to both of them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But
love you guys.
The Soft Landings brand is definitely being represented at every trade show across the country with their unique revolutionary table towels. So what events do we have coming up?
Well, ABS, they're coming up here. IBS New York, I should
mm-hmm.
say.
The International Beauty Show.
6th through the 8th. And then?
We do have America's Beauty Show, which I'm so excited about. Team NTR will be there walking the floors. And I know you said that we will definitely have some space there to mix and mingle and play. And that's March 12th through the 14th, I believe, as well as the Next Top Nail Artist Party as well, where they're launching or announcing the winner of this year's 2016 Next Top Nail Artist. So I can't wait to see that. It's going to be a great night for that event as well.
Well, we owe a very special shout out to Ashley Gregory, who, you know, was on our show, and she's just a phenomenal nail tech with the Nailscape. And, you know, that's what I'm affectionately calling the new networking area, which is the Nailscape for, mm-hmm. you know, technicians. But we wouldn't be involved with ABS and all of the reorganization that's going on with that event to make it a better, more affordable place for nail technicians to come, for the vendors to come and set up and sell their products. If it really wasn't for Ashley, because she mm-hmm. wrote in and said, you know what, I live in Chicago and your show sucks. And they went, really? Well, what are you going to do? What do you want to do about it? And they put her on the reorganization committee. And right away, she said, you know what, I know Nail Talk Radio can help. And so that's how we got there. And I just wanted mm-hmm. to say thank you so much, Ashley, for supporting and believing in Nail Talk Radio and that we can help you do great things. But
absolutely. And I also think it needs to be said that we need to thank America's Beauty Show as well for taking the time to listen, because so many shows might not pay attention to what the nail tech is asking for because, you know, we are probably seen as a smaller market. We're not the big hair companies. We don't have the shine and the glamour, although we've got a hell of a lot of glitter, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we do.
But we're not going to be in the back for this show. So it's really, really exciting to be able to say you can walk in the door, turn right, and there you are at
yes.
Nail Central. So thank you to America's Beauty Show as well for taking care of us.
Then we have coming up the Best Little Nail Show Texas, which is on the topic list to talk about this evening with Risa Carter, who's going to be on just here shortly after we pay some bills. Pardon me, that's April 23rd through the 25th. 3 days of education and one big show day, which I would imagine, I'm going to predict that next year we're going to triple in size. So,
You know, I have to tell you, I'm so excited to be coming to Houston. It's going to be such a great show, and it's so affordable to come. You know, when we were looking at all the prices of, you know, flights and hotels, it has got to be one of the most cost-effective shows in the industry because flights to Houston are so cheap. I'll tell you that much. I mean, it's so cheap to get there.
International airport. That's the reason. Mm-hmm. It's an international airport, and all the hotels are sitting right there, so you don't have to rent a car. And, I mean, that alone right there makes it affordable for vendors and for nail techs to show up. So we're really excited mm-hmm. about it. But one of the reasons why we're having the show this evening, we're having Risa on, is to talk about Tech Talk. And that's coming up. Let's go ahead and talk about the next show that's coming up, one of our very favorites, which is the Willamette Valley Nail Tech Event, which is April 21st through May 2nd.
And 31st.
I'm sorry. April 31st through May 2nd, and I'm pretty stoked about that because we were there last year. We had so much fun and a lot of great education and learning. It's set in a beautiful place.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, you know, of course, for the Northwest Nail Tech Retreat or the Willamette event, it's just so gorgeous there. They've got great wine, I'll have you know, but great education. I mean, they brought in, again, for a smaller show like that, which is growing exponentially, they're bringing in top-notch educators. I mean, they had Greg from Young Nails, and they had Katie Quazzola there. They had a lot of big names. Robin Moses showed up there as well. So,
yep,
you know,
she did.
It was a big show.
Yeah, it was. And they continue to grow. I think it's their fifth year, I think.
Mm-hmm. It is the fifth year.
And Kristen Dutcher does a phenomenal job, so we want to definitely send out a big shout-out to her. And other than that, we can mention again, you know, our Nail Those Profits at Sea cruise with Nail Talk Radio, January 7th through the 16th. Go ahead and sign up now. And then other than that, I think we just need to pay some bills.
All right. We'll be right back.
Before you do that, I want to tell my scopers, NTR scopers, that if we cut off, you really need to dial in fast, 917-932-8407 so that you don't get to miss one bit of this show because my phone might overheat again.
We'll be right back with more Nail Talk Radio.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals. Isn't it time you join us?
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
You know, speaking of famous names, did you see the education schedule on our Facebook page? Holy wow.
Yeah.
You know, I have to rub it in. Of course, I was the very first certified IBX nail tech in the country. But you know, if you want to get certified too, check out that list because they are basically going to be at every show again in the country. So take a look. They've also got their education center in Vegas as well. So if you just want to have a great Vegas vacation and get some education, write it off. You know, it's a great place to visit.
And you want to spend some money on the slot machines? Because I would be.
Well, you know, when in Rome. you know, when in Rome.
This is dangerous for me. Let me just tell you. Anyway.
When in Rome. But, you know, you can of course go to the famous names education center, you know, centering and get education from the best educators.
Yeah, pretty fantastic what they've done. I'm looking forward to going there and checking out their facility and going behind the scenes. I think it's going to be pretty phenomenal.
Absolutely. And also, Essie's, the very first Nail Art Awards from Essie are currently in the process of being judged. So stay tuned. They're revealing the top 10 on March 15th. So we're going to keep you posted on the Essie's as well. And I think the winner gets $20,000.
Holy cow. I want to know, are there any nail techs out there that we know that's entered?
You know, that I don't know. But if you have entered, reach out to us. We'd love to interview you if you're able to share your design. I don't know if you can do that or not, but you can certainly share it with us privately, and we'll describe it beautifully on the radio.
Yeah, we will for sure. All right, let's get to the main point of this entire show, and that's to get to our interview with Risa Carter. Let me tell you, she is a nail tech that goes back probably, I don't know, I've been doing nails 38 years. She goes back maybe further than I do. She's an old C&D gal all the way back, and, you know, I don't think I know too many nail techs that know as much as Risa Carter knows. Now, Risa is with Associated Nail Professionals, and she has got them going in the right direction with some great things that are happening in the nail industry. And we're not only going to talk tonight a little bit about the importance of you know, liability insurance, which we've talked about before, but we're going to talk about Tech Talk. So let's go ahead and welcome Risa Carter to Nail Talk Radio. Hi, Risa.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm pretty excited. You know, I have to just kind of give a little preface here about how this whole thing came about, because 7 years ago when we started the skincare division, ASCP wanted to invite in a lot of industry leaders to Denver, and they did, and had a 1.5 days or 2 days out here. And when they approached me about the same idea, I said, it sounds really great, and I think we should do it. But if we really want to find out what nail technicians need and desire and crave and are hungry for and what frustrates them, we got to talk directly to the nail professional. So when you and I got together, Asana, I mean, we just were like, we were like burning up each other's phone. We were so excited about the possibilities of doing Tech Talk at the show in Texas. And what a great event. It's going to be very well organized. And it's going to give a voice to nail professionals to finally stand up and say, hey, these are my pain points. This is where I'm frustrated. How can I move forward? How can I get past this? How can I charge what I'm worth? How can I compete in the marketplace? So, I mean, I know that those are some pain points, but there may be some that come up that we have no idea of. So it's kind of, that's how it kind of got started. Because Austin and I just were like, well, what about this? What about that? We should do this. We should do that. Blah, 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 blah. So I don't think we could talk fast enough to each other. We were so excited. And when I approached Michelle Mullen at Nails Magazine, she said, this is so great. Nothing like this has ever been done. I said, you know what? It never has. It never has. And, you know, it's great for the manufacturers to care about what's happening at the nail table, but sometimes they become so far removed from really what's happening, and they're so focused on selling product that they sometimes forget, you know, we do have problems and we do have needs. So, you know, Austin and I just brainstormed, how can we put this together? Because ANP wanted to be a major part of the show in Texas, and we found a way. So between Nail Talk Radio, Associated Nail Professionals, and Nails Magazine, we're hosting a Tech Talk. We first were deciding on calling it a town hall, but I got a little flack in the office because of how many town halls are going on right now with the political arena. So I thought, oh, okay, all right, I'll just steer away from that.
So basically what we're talking about here, is Associated Nail Professionals was interested in finding out what it is, what it is in the industry that is, you know, what nail techs are concerned about, what changes do we want to see happen. And so it evolved into having this roundtable discussion at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas with these industry leaders that are not, this is not manufacturer driven. This is people who actually have the respect and the ear of the industry, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, I've had so many discussions with Doug. I mean, I treasure my years with Sandy. I mean, when Heather was talking, I thought, oh, God, I did so many fashion weeks. I remember, like, painting and decorating so many chips, it wasn't funny. But, you know, I was, I'm so blessed those years there because I learned from Doug Shun. And to me, he's one of the brightest men in our industry. And he is so excited about what we have to offer at A&B. And one of the, I mean, Akana goes back 38 years. Okay, maybe I'm like 34, but 33. Anyway, but pretty close. But back then, the distributors were, had classes all the time with all the manufacturers. So you could sign up, and it was not very expensive to go in and take a class and learn more about natural nail health and disinfection and sanitation and sterilization and what's the difference, and about chemistry and proper nail application and acrylics and gels and the whole nine yards. And the distributors have just gotten gobbled up by the really big distributors, and they've sort of done away with some of the really down-to-earth, nitty-gritty education. And one of the things that we at AMP do is we're going to build on this, is our webinar library. We're just kind of getting started with things. I only came on board, you know, actually I moved out here in August, but we've got a lot of people lined up to do webinars for us, which will be archived for our members. They could view it, and, you know, when they have one of those sleepless nights at 3 o'clock in the morning, and learn about business and marketing and client referrals, client retention, proper mix ratio, natural nail physiology. I mean, there's so many things. Mm-hmm. Business. And often has agreed to do webinars for us. We've got Maisie Dunbar, Holly Skippers, you know, a lot of people that are really behind us, 150%. And kind of what my thought was, and you and I had talked about this, is that because we're not product-driven, we're an association for members, but because we are not product-driven, we can offer and be kind of a one-stop shop for nail professionals to get the answer that they need. And that's my goal, is to be able to continually build on this educational platform, because they don't have, other than coming to a trade show, and let's face it, I just went to ICE, so did you. Maybe we could get Ashley Gregory to get on board.
What we really want to know is, how did you choose the panel?
Well, I looked at who you had coming, and almost every single one of the people are members. You know, obviously Linda Nordstrom's not, but, you know, are members of A&P. And I wanted people, and here's the kind of thing that we're going to do, is that you come to the registration table, you get your name badge, it's going to be color-coded, and you go to that table that's that color. So the professionals, the leaders that we've kind of chosen, and you've helped me do that, so has Doug, is they're going to draw a color out of a bag, a hat, a basket, and they're going to sit at that table. So the nail techs aren't going to be able to be clicky with their friends. I mean, we really want to find out what's going on. And then we're going to gather that information from the leaders. Michelle's going to moderate it from Nails Magazine. And we're really going to try to see what things we can come up with, or we can solve quickly, what things are going to take longer, how we can, you know, really move this forward. And we're still planning on, in August, bring like the major industry leaders, you know, into play. Linda's on board, Doug's on board, you guys are on board. And we're going to like brainstorm what we can do as an industry to keep this industry alive, keep the standard high, and keep it going. I mean, it's our obligation to help each other.
Well, what is something that you want to see brought to the table? I mean, something you think the industry is not currently talking about?
Well, you know, that's why we're doing this, is I want to know what the industry is talking about so that we can identify these pain points and find solutions that can help everybody. Because, you know, a pain point in Iowa might be a different pain point in Georgia. I don't know that. And nail techs don't normally have a platform. It's not going to turn into a big, you know, gripe session. What we really want to know is what we can do to help you. We want to help you. It's really pretty simple. And with Austin, the big thread that you had going, I'm going to go through that again and pull a lot of the questions out of there. Michelle Mullins is working on that as well. And we might propose a different question to each table and come up with different ideas and different pain points. So, you know, it's really exciting what we're going to do. And
no, I think it's groundbreaking. It's really fabulous. And I think it's such a great idea that it should be at all the Nails Only shows.
Funny you should mention that, because, you know, Kristen got word of this, and her and I have been talking this week quite a bit to see how we might be able to pull that off the following week, because she does usually have a meet and greet. So why not have, I mean, you know, a totally different part of the country that she's pulling from. And I'd love to do it in the Smokies. I'd love to do it at Premiere. I'd love to do it wherever we gather as nail professionals, because we do have a great little, I kind of call it a community. And I don't think hair professionals have what we have. I don't think skincare has what we have. They have a lot of things, granted, but we're pretty tight.
So what at the end of the day are you going to use this information for? I mean, I know you say you want to give back, but how do you see that coming back to the nail tech? You're gathering this information. How do you see it coming back to change or inspire the industry?
Well, we're going to gather up the pain points, and as the leaders that are the facilitators, the roundtable facilitators, we're going to gather up the information that they're writing down, and they're discussing with their groups. And what we're going to do come August is we're going to bring in some of the major manufacturers. Linda Nordstrom's really excited about it, and so is Doug. And we're going to bring them here to Denver. And we're going to, as a group, find out what we can do to solve some of these problems. And Doug and I talked about this a lot, is we're going to look at the things that we can solve quickly and easily, and there's going to be some things that are going to take time. And they're just going to be on the hot list. That's the whole goal. But, you know, like I said,
Here's a pain point for me. I have a pain point for you. You know, we're not, the United States is not regulated across the board from, you know, state to state in anything. And I think we can, except for the use of isopropyl alcohol, I mean, that's about it. You know, one of the things that bothers me a lot is to watch these manufacturers, these educators, do their demonstrations without using any of the sanitation protocol at their stations, like no gloves and no, you know, I mean, they're, I mean, to me, that's a big deal. If you want to show somebody what it is that they're supposed to be doing in the way of a nail, why not do it in the way it should be done in the salon?
And that's absolutely right. I mean, those are the people you're trying to learn from, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot more to teach those people who are watching. And that's the thing about nail technicians, is that sometimes what it is that we're trying to teach them is not what they're picking up. They're picking up on all these other things that we're doing that we're not trying to teach them. So if we're doing that, why not send that message and all be standardized across the board? Why not every educator you know, show us the proper setup on their table and the proper sanitation protocol to do these demos. I mean, I just recently, Risa, saw a couple of different booths using hand sanitizers in between every client and having the demo and having the nail technician or the nail pro use hand sanitizers. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh my God, totally. And the hair goes up on the back of my neck. And a lot of these educators aren't educated well enough to know what's proper, what's not proper. And yet they're passing that information on. And actually, I'm a visual learner, so I watch somebody, I do that. I mean, and it's, you can't do that. You've got to push yourself for a higher level, a higher standard of education. And it is frustrating. But every state is different. You know, it's a big debate whether it should be deregulated or regulated or, you know, personally, I think it should be licensed. Some states you need 200 hours, some states you need 600 hours. And they're still coming out not being able to do great nails and not understanding natural physiology or the difference between sanitation, disinfection, and sterilization. I mean, it's very frustrating.
What about the educators that don't even have a nail tech license? You know, really?
There's several of those out there, I got to tell you.
I know. And there's salons where two people work off of the same license. I know, it's happening.
Well, I'm not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, nail techs who are hired by these companies to do. I mean, you know, I have a lot of people who I talk to on a regular basis, and I've even talked to a couple people to educate for me at the Best Little Nail Show, and I'm like, first thing I say is, do you have a salon? Do you have a license? Are you a licensed nail tech? And they were like, well, blah, 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 and reciprocity, and I'm like, you know, really, I cannot employ you. I cannot do it if you don't have a nail tech license, because it's just not.
And that isn't to say that they're not fantastic educators, but it's a big issue, really.
And when you think about it, you know, it's not that many hours in school. It's not a $20,000 education. It's not that difficult to be licensed. And, you know, one of the things that we do, Associated Nail Professionals, is anybody that wants to become a member, their license is verified in their state before we even take them on as a member. So you can't be a member unless you're, you know, licensed. And the good thing about being a member of ANP, I mean, we've talked about the insurance part of it, which is huge, but you're covered no matter where you work. If you're a trade show doing a demo, if you go into a nursing home or if you're working in a salon or two salons, if it's within your scope of practice, you're covered. It follows you wherever you go. If you work on a movie set, great, you're covered.
Well, I have to say that with the Best Little Nail Show Texas, if you are an AMP member, which it's very inexpensive to become a member of AMP. I mean, that covers you anywhere you decide to do nails. If you are a member, it's free to get in. So let's talk a little bit about how that's going to work. We have Saturday is the official meet and greet between Nails Magazine, Associated Nail Professionals, and Nail Talk Radio. And we have a pre-registration that's going to be happening in the very first part of this event. But for $20, you can get cocktails and some hors d'oeuvres, and you're going to be able to mingle and walk right up to that nail tech or that industry leader who is somebody that you aspire to be like, which is really cool. They're very relatable and, you know, easy to talk to. And so that's how it's going to work in the beginning, right? And the AMP members get in free.
The AMP members will get in free. And, you know, that's $20 right there that you save. Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, it's not that you just you know, you're going to have a name badge on. And for me last year, when I went to, you know, your meet and greet, I was a little frustrated because, you know, I've done international work for like so many years now that I was a little disconnected from the national, on the national domestic level. So I knew a lot of people, but it's been a while since I've seen them. So I wanted to have a name badge so that I could see, oh, she's a friend on Facebook, or she's a friend on Facebook, or he's a friend. So, you know, that's going to be like a great part of this, is that you're going to be able to go up and say, oh my God, we talk on Facebook all the time. I just never met you in person. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event, and we want to take it to almost every Nails Only show, maybe with the exception of Premiere, will have it as part of the, you know, the meet and greet there. But it's something I just got to run through, you know, my budgeting department, which is my boss.
I don't forget the Nail Tech event of the Smokies. That's a great one. She's already got, Jill's already got, and that whole event team, like 500 nail technicians that are showing up. That is a great place to have this type of a roundtable discussion.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And I guess I love the idea of doing this at trade shows. I really, really do. But I guess to play devil's advocate, just to ask you, you know, is this something that you see, you know, transitioning over to Facebook or, you know, or social media in general, having these conversations, or maybe taking some of what you've gathered and then bringing it to social media to you know, increase the net?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody can find me on Facebook or find either one of you on Facebook. And if you've got a question or a concern or a frustration and you can't get to one of these shows, then absolutely, let's hear about it. Or you can just email me at risa@nailprofessional.com. It's really pretty easy. Or just, you know, call us, and we're there to help. We're there to elevate you. We're there to raise your standard, and whatever we can do that. I mean, in the beginning of the show, you talked about a burglary going on in Illinois, and I heard from a member here in Colorado that I have not met, but we've chatted on Facebook several times, and they had a burglary, I guess it was Friday evening, and she was, like, really upset over it. So we kind of went over things. Now, the part of the membership is your liability insurance, individual professional liability, which covers a nick and cut. If you nick a client and it gets infected and they end up suing you, you're covered legal fees and court costs. If there's a little water on the floor and they slip and fall on it, it wasn't even your fault. If you're named in the lawsuit, they're going to come after you. I mean, they'll name the dog in the lawsuit, you know what I mean? And if you use a product on them, they get allergic reaction to, or if they buy something from you, they get allergic reaction to, you're completely covered.
It's about being proactive is the name of the game here. And when you are proactive, then you save yourself. You do your due diligence early, and you save yourself from all of these potential lawsuits later. Because it's like AMP has said before, diamonds are forever, and so are lawsuits. And I'll tell you, I don't want to be in any goddamn lawsuits. So I am really proud of being a member of Associated Nail Professionals, and I was before you guys became a sponsor on AMP on Nail Talk Radio, and I will continue to be a sponsor. And I think that everybody out there needs to take that time to invest less than $200 in yourself for an entire year to become covered. So lots of these nail techs, Risa, are traveling. They're doing little pop-ups left and right at different salons. Are we covered that way?
As long as it's within your scope of practice for your state, absolutely. Absolutely. I just had talked to Linda Nordstrom the other day, like on Monday we had a phone meeting, and she was getting ready to get on a plane on Tuesday. We chatted for a while. She was so excited about what we're doing. And she just was like, how can we help? How can we get everybody on board? What can we do here? And her three educators, she wants all three of them to be members because they're covered working the trade shows and doing demos. I mean, that's really important as well. So, you know, it's not just the insurance. That's a major benefit, but I mean, you get a free website. You can develop it however you want. The templates are there. You pick your template. You pick the color. You don't want to put any content in there. You just use the content that we have, which is all nail related. You want to upload your pictures and your videos and however you want to do it. You're not limited to how many pages you have. There's no hosting fees. I mean, there's just so many benefits. And then as we grow with the education and we get, I know I'm a little hoarse, aren't I?
Yeah.
I usually have this sexy voice in the morning. But as we grow with the education, we're going to have just so many archived webinars that are available to members. So the member benefits are just enormous. And the discounts, I mean, Holly, she saves enough on her Verizon wireless bill that pays for her membership for the whole year. I mean,
I know. I just downloaded that. I have Verizon.
Get your discount.
No, I know. I just downloaded and printed that out because I'm going to do it for sure. You know, I'm looking on your website. It's pretty great. You have the Tech Talk Roundtable, Learn More, and that involves champagne bar, beer, wine, and appetizers for $20. You cannot beat that. It's going to be fantastic. So go to nailprofessional.com so that you can find out more about what's going on, and definitely download you know, the information that's concerning liability insurance and how much it matters to each and every one of us. Let's talk just for a few minutes about the people that are going to be on this roundtable discussion. I don't know all of them. I do know that industry leader and chemist, you know, Doug Shoon, who is absolutely, you know, he's revered in our industry. He is going to be isn't he going to be one of our people?
Yep, he absolutely is. He is so excited about what we're doing. He is so on board with us. I mean, I couldn't be more thrilled. We were able to have a lot of discussion out in California during ICE. And, you know, to get somebody like Doug behind ANP is pretty thrilling for me. It's thrilling that you're behind us and Linda Nordstrom is behind us. I mean, Holly Skippers and Lucian Henderson, I just met him for the first time, but I've been speaking to him for a little while now. And Empower Mellard is one of discount partners.
So are we.
And
so are
Geneva
we.
Holcomb.
We're excited about that.
Yeah. Geneva Holcomb, I actually met her in the Smokies when she signed on and became a member. And she asked me some tough questions because I was, you know, I was only working for AMP for like a week then. So I didn't have her answers, but I got them and tracked her down and gave them to her. And she came and signed on, became a member. But I've had so many conversations with her. And she's behind the table in the trenches. And she is so focused on education and she is thirsty and hungry for it. She gets it. You know, people that go to trade shows and networking events in our industry, and this was, you know, from Nails Magazine's big book, they make 20 to 30% more money than the ones that don't.
Wait,
so
repeat that
right.
One more time, because I think that's really, really important for people to hear and really pay attention to. Can you repeat that number one more time?
Yeah. And this was according to Nails Big Book, is that nail technicians that attend trade shows and networking events 2 to 3 times a year make 20 to 30% more than those that don't.
Wow. That's profound.
That's a big number. That's a big jump.
I mean, if it costs
you... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if it costs you $400 to go to a trade show and, you know, to be able to get 30% more revenue out of your business, my God, it pays for itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, it's not something that I didn't question it before I started Nail Talk Radio. It was something that was really important to be involved with. And I tell you, I've left two hairdressers that, and you know, there's so much more available to hairstylists than there is nail technicians. I mean, let's just face it. It's that's what all the major shows, that's how Nails Only events got started. And, you know, I've left two hairdressers because they did not attend any, you know, continued education or any of the trade shows. And I go to them, I get my hair done, and I say, so are you going to be at IBS? Are you going to be at Las Vegas? Are you going to be at Chicago? How about Long Beach? What about, you know, what about Orlando? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what? Okay. You know, I have, I mean, exactly. It's like, why do I want to go to a hairstylist that is not getting the type of education that I'm getting as a nail technician?
They're not reinvesting in their career, right?
No,
exactly.
Absolutely not. And, you know, it's pretty crazy. So I think that you make a really valid point about increasing your income has everything to do with how much time and energy that you want to focus in your own continued education. And we have so many events that are focused for nail technicians. Isn't that right, Risa?
Oh, my God. And they're all over the country, so they're accessible. I mean, Texas is an easy one. The Smokies, the one that Kristen is doing. And I never know how to say that. Is it Willamette?
Willamette, damn it.
I guess I didn't have an accent on the right. But, and there's some people that just don't have any access to education. And that's kind of what we want to do with AMP, is we want to bring the education into our membership program, which we're doing. And that way the members can access it anytime they want to. I mean, often you're going to be doing a webinar for us real soon. We'll have to
that's
get
right.
through this to show in Texas. And this is how, too, by doing this tech talk, we'll find out what education do they need. I mean, I know that there's many that need natural nail physiology. So, I mean, if you don't know the difference between pterygium, epinicium, and cuticle, I have a little problem. And if you don't know
the
difference between nail
physiology, yeah. I totally agree. 100% agree with you. You know, learning terminology is an important part of being respected as a professional, and understanding what the differences are between those is, you know, equally as important. The bottom line is that it's time for techs to talk, and that's going to happen at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas, April 23rd on Saturday night, and it's going to be a fabulous time. And this is the time for you to get for your voice to be heard. And Associated Nail Professionals, along with Nails Magazine and Viet Salon, and of course Nail Talk Radio, are partnering together to bring this groundbreaking, progressive, open table discussion to all of you. So you know what? You want to be there at the very first one. You want to come on in and you want to say, here's what it is that I have to say about this industry, and put it down on paper, and let's make it happen. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Where you're going to go is nailprofessional.com, and you're going to sign up. It's right there on their website. It's $20. It's really inexpensive. But let me caution you. You cannot get into this event. You can't just show up and get into this event without having an event ticket for the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. And right now, those are on sale at $25. So, you know, for $50, if you did nothing else, you got to be involved in a very progressive and one-of-a-kind event that's going to happen first here in Texas and get your voice heard. Right, Braden?
That's absolutely right. You know, I'm so excited to be there, to be part of this first event, and also to hear what people have to say, because it is interesting to know what the hot-button topics are for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've already spoken to lots and lots of nail techs that are flying in. I mean, we have them coming from surrounding states, Oklahoma. We have them coming in from New Mexico, Arkansas, Louisiana. And, of course, we're concentrated here on getting the nail techs from just, you know, within Texas itself. And I'm telling you, it all starts with education. Risa, isn't that correct?
You know what? I'm going to, do I have time to tell a little tiny story?
Yes.
I have had two salons, and I was doing nails. I had a full book. I was making good money. My clients loved me. You know, everybody says that same thing. And for 9 years, I never attended a trade show or a class, ever. I figured, what am I going to learn? I already have a full book and making money. And I saw an ad in Nails from Nail Pro magazine, and it said, you know, become a master nail technician with creative nail design. And I thought, I want that certificate. So it was 4 3-hour classes I had to attend. So I went to the first one, and I thought, this educator is crazy out of her mind. Who ever heard of prep? Our prep was you file the top of the natural nail and you glue the tip on, or you put the form on and sculpt right on top of the dust. So that's how I've been doing it. And then I went to her second class, and I still thought she was like really like some of the craziest information she was giving us. And about halfway through the third class, I went, oh, my God. I have not updated my information and my knowledge in 9 years. I didn't even know this stuff existed. And it was at that point I said, I'm becoming an educator with C&D. And I studied my butt off, and I went to the boot camp. And, you know, from there it was like history. But the more I learned, the more I want to learn. Every time Deb opens his mouth or anybody else, Jamie or you, I learn from everybody. It's just you never stop learning, and the more you do, the more you crave and you desire. It just elevates you constantly in the industry, and it's so important, so important. And, you know, the show in Texas is going to be a great platform. 3 days of learning. What could you want?
Yeah, I tell you, lots of nail techs make lots of excuses. There's no excuses for going to a show that's so cost-effective and easy to get to. Anyway, we could talk about that all night. Listen, Risa, you have been an amazing guest tonight. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. We look forward to having you back on Nail Talk Radio again, but more importantly, we look forward to having all of those great nail techs show up at this event so that they can let their voice be heard, and we can be the springboard for a really fantastic opportunity to help change the industry. So thank you so much. Will you come back and be our guest again?
Oh, my God, I'd absolutely love to. And maybe when my voice doesn't sound like this, but let me just give the phone number, because anybody that can call in like today or this week and become a member, make sure you mention Asana's name. And because, you know, we like to find out, you know, where it's all coming from.
Yeah, just Nail Talk Radio is fine. Nail Talk Radio will work.
No, they can give us your name. That's good. 888-716-2727, and you'll actually speak to a live human being as soon as you call.
Well, that's important, and I know that pretty soon y'all are going to have live chat on your website, which is going to be phenomenal as well. Listen, we're not messing around here. We're pretty serious. Get in to the right groove with liability insurance, and then get your butt to the best little nail show in Texas so that you can let your voice be heard, and let's make it happen. All right, Risa, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to having you back again. And I will see you, we at Nail Talk Radio, will see you in April.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a nice evening. I really appreciate the time.
We appreciate you very much. All right, that's it for our interview with Risa Carter. And, Braden, I mean, it's like we can't talk enough about that, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's so many important topics that I think we touched on tonight. And, you know, I'll have to go back and re-listen to the episode, because we really did touch on a lot of different things. You know, liability insurance and how important it is to protect yourself. Education and how important it is to, you know, go out there and enhance your career. And also, you know, 30%, more income at the end of the year is a heck of a lot. That's nothing to
talk about. Percent more. Well, I want to make one clarification here about that thread that we were talking about on my Facebook page. That the question that I had asked was, what is it about a class that will make you say, nope, I'm not going to spend the money for that? Mm-hmm. Where we had so many really great comments. I mean, I learned so much as an educator on what it is that people, what they're looking for, what they don't want to be involved in or they don't want to be a part of. And I just have to just make sure that people understand that that whole reason for posting that thread was because as an educator in this industry, I want to know what are my potential students looking for. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I can personally change? What can I do to better myself? And I said to myself, you know what? I'm hoping that people will respond to this because there are other very well-known educators out there who would probably benefit from hearing what Nail Techs have to say about this as well. And so, that was the reason for posting it. And I think it's important for people to understand that Facebook as a social media, Braden, is not just about using it as a drop-and-go personal blog, but it is also one of the places we get the most information from right this minute.
Absolutely. It is probably the number one source for anything, really, as far as that goes. But all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up the rest of Nail Talk Radio for the night.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See this stunning seasonal collection. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
You know it's true. Men really do pay attention to pretty toes. If your clients have unsightly toenails, ridges, and deformations that might be embarrassing, put an end to ugly toenails. Introducing LCN Barefoot, a gel system specifically designed to hide discolorations while completely protecting growing toenails. Your clients can bring out those sexy sandals once again. With LCN Barefoot, their toenails would never look so good. Available in a variety of natural shades. Learn more at LCNUSA.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
We also want to let everyone know that the Pink Diamonds cuticle bit is now on sale at E-Nail Couture. Max Estrada's own Pink Diamond cuticle bit is just $20. And he's got this great video on his website and on his Facebook page. Just check out Max Estrada's Facebook page, and you can see exactly how this bit works. The Pink Diamond Cuticle Bit on sale at E-Nail Couture for just $20.
And he will be at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. And so Dazzle Dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pretty much everybody is going to be at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. I mean, if you look at the list, it's like, oh. You know, if you're going to pick, I'm not going to say it this way, but, you know, if you're going to pick one show to look at, I mean, look at the roster. I mean, every single nail show is a good nail show as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Every bit of education you get. But if you look at the education roster at that event, you know, it's not so bad. I'm telling you that much. So it's definitely the it's not so little anymore.
Well, yep. Oh, you heard that. The British woman told us we only have 90 seconds. Listen, that's it for Nail Talk Radio and everybody here at the Nail Talk Radio's Global Studios. And that includes Ellen, Kate, and Jen. Thanks so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you back next week.
We will see you guys.
Peace.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
I'm happy. How about you?
I'm more than happy.
All right. I'm out of here.
Peace.
Peace.